ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
Hi, I'm Carrington Clark, and welcome to Tax Week with ABC Business Daily. As the financial year comes to a close, we wanted to bring you a special bonus series zooming in on how these policies might affect you right now and in financial years ahead. So let's finish the week off strong. As always, I'm joined by ABC finance reporter Emily Stewart, also known as Sensible Emily, editor of the Your Money Explained newsletter. Welcome, Emily.
Thank you, Carrington.
Let's get right into it because this is one of Australia's obsessions, which is property, property investment. How is my property investment now going to be treated by these taxation changes? Now, the government kind of had two major shifts when it comes to the taxation of property investment. One was to the capital gains tax and the discount that people received when they came to fill in their tax returns, but also relating to negative gearing. Now, negative gearing is, I think, some people get kind of confused by this, but the idea is that you're actually making a loss on an investment. And the loss on that investment, in the Australian case, you were able to use that to offset the tax that you were paying on other forms of income for most people, particularly from their wage income. Is that right?
That's right. But I agree. People get very confused. But it's essentially when your expenses from owning the property, like the interest you pay on the debt and maintenance costs and those sort of things, if that is larger than the rental income you are receiving, it becomes a loss and you can use that loss to reduce your taxable income. And so it's been favourable for people to pay less tax overall by using negative gearing. And then, of course, there's positive gearing where you're actually earning more than you're spending on the rental property. And then you have to pay a little bit extra tax usually on that. That's added to your taxable income.
And the reason why this was, people talk about that the changes that were made under the Howard Costello years, the reason that CGT changes and negative gearing together supercharged the property market was because basically people were willing to take a loss on their investment in that property because they were hoping, expecting that there was going to be a big capital gain on that investment. And so eventually they will be able to get a discount on that capital gain, and eventually it would hopefully become positively geared too, that the expenditure on that property, the interest that you're paying or the rates and whatever would be less than the amount that you're receiving from the rental income.
Yes, and you'd make a big profit, hopefully, when you sell the property. So even if you've had losses all these years, you would make a big profit and then you would get a discount on the tax you pay on that profit. But of course, that's meant property values have become so expensive and first home buyers in particular have found it very difficult to get in. So this is one of these measures that the government has brought in with the aim to sort of cool the investor side of the market and to help out first home buyers by hopefully the aim is to sort of slow down property growth. And they thought it would be around 2%. Some of the bank economists think it will be more around 5%, but get more first home buyers into the market.
So let's go through kind of segment by segment how these changes are going to be now rolled out and the different types of property that the changes will affect and how they'll be affected. So what are the key dates people need to know about these changes to property taxes?
Yes, so there is some grandfathering involved with these changes to negative gearing. So if you owned a property before budget night this year when these changes were announced, you will be able to keep negatively gearing those properties going forward. So you will be able to claim those losses against your income and reduce your taxable income. However, if you bought after budget night and it is an established residential property, there is a bit of a transitional period where negative gearing will end on the 1st of July 2027. However, the losses won't be deductible against income from work. You can carry them forward to offset residential property income in future years. So it's not quite the same as the negative gearing that we're used to. And then if you're buying after 1st of July 2027, an established residential property, you won't have access to negative gearing at all.
And how is it different for a newly built dwelling, residential dwelling?
Yeah, so I think the government still wants to encourage new builds because that's adding to the supply of housing and is supposed to sort of flow through to the market. So if you're buying a newly built home, you can continue to negatively gear them.
In the same way that you currently can?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. And how about on the CGT, the capital gains tax arrangements?
Yes. So if you're an investor purchasing a new build, you get the choice to use the old system, the 50% CGT discount, or the inflation-adjusted indexation method when you sell. And then you also get that benefit of access to negative gearing. So they're really trying to still encourage people into new builds to really keep that supply coming.
And what about for an existing dwelling? And by existing, not existing to you, but existing in the market, i.e. not a newly built dwelling, how does CGT work?
No, so if you're buying from the 1st of July 2027, you will be moving on to that inflation indexation system, the same that we've talked about with shares, where you the profit is adjusted for CPI and inflation, and then you pay a minimum 30% tax on the rest of that profit, and it's added to your income tax. And so it depends on what tax bracket you're in.
Exactly. We have a question from listener Ben. If an established property makes a rental loss and that loss cannot be used to offset income from other sources, will the rental loss be indexed similar to capital gains, given how long it can take for a rental property to start earning positive returns? There is a significant risk that the value of these losses will be eroded by inflation.
Yes. Yeah, so like Ben mentions, you will be able to carry forward losses to use against future property income, but you can't use it against your income from working, as we've sort of discussed. But no, it is not indexed for inflation. The way that the system has been detailed at the moment, it is not indexed for inflation. It'll just be the real loss. And the tax value of this future deduction will depend on other income at the time.
And Emily, we had another question, which was regarding if you knocked down an existing dwelling and then created four new ones. So you knocked down like a freestanding home and then you put up four apartments, for example, what type of taxation arrangements will be relevant?
Yeah. So if you were knocking down a house and were increasing supply, so you are making new builds, you might be eligible. So if there's a greater number of dwellings, yes. But if you were just knocking down a property to build another house as an investment property, no, you probably wouldn't be eligible.
Yeah.
So it's all about increasing supply. But one important thing to remember is that your main residence, the place you live in, has never had capital gains. So a lot of people will now be focusing on their own property that they live in because there is no changes there. So you will still not be paying any tax on the profit that you make when you sell your family home that you live in.
This is what they call the primary place of residence.
That's right. So this is all around investment and trying to cool down people who are buying investment properties on top of their primary place of residence. And so some people will be focusing on that main residence because it's still very favourable, the tax arrangement for that, because essentially you're not paying any tax on any value increase on that asset.
Well, Emily, it's been an absolute hoot going through tax time with you. Appreciate you putting in the effort to go and do the homework on these questions as well, some of which were a little bit tricky. Now, remember, if you want more information like this covering day-to-day finance, be sure to sign up to Emily's ABC newsletter, Your Money Explained. We'll link to it in our show notes. And don't forget, you can catch That's Business with Alan Kohler later today. Until next tax time. Catch you then, Emily.
Thanks for having me, Carrington. Stay sensible.